Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Animal's Eye View with Lizanne Flynn is a hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Lizanne will uncover life lessons for both animal and human from the animal's perspective and will share the wise voices of our wild animal companions. It's an animal's unquestionable intuition that guides Lizanne, a world-renowned animal communicator. Learn why your companion selected you and how you might experience love, compassion, and understanding. For all animals. They're here to help us understand the mirror they are for our life journey. Lizanne will assist you in understanding animals as light beings here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you? Now, here's your host, Lizanne Flynn.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Lizanne Flynn, your host. Thank you so much for joining me here today. I'm delighted to be here and delighted to connect with all of you about most things animal related, but certainly my focus is on the bond between human and animal, and whatever I can do, however I can best support that relationship and making that relationship one that serves the highest and best good of both animal and human. That's what you're going to see on this show. I hope you'll stay with us, with me for the next hour, me and the amazing Chrissy, who is my producer for the day, as she is always. Thank you so much, Chrissy. Today we're going to be talking about healing plants. And there's kind of a background to the show today. I hope to have on at some point a wonderful woman, a woman I would like to call colleague, teacher, friend. Her name is Frances Cleveland. And Frances had a very unexpected, pretty serious family emergency come up. And so that's why she's not able to join us on the show today. But I thought, anyway, to just go ahead and to talk a little bit about, certainly not to the depth that Frances can do, because she's absolutely amazing, as she's an internationally known aromatherapist and a woman who works really well with healing plants and essential oils, but to just basically talk about from the standpoint of my experience and the very short aromatherapy course that I give as part of my own teachings in the dance of canine massage, and just in my working with other animals, about the healing that the plants in our life on this planet Earth at this point in time can give to us. And as additional background to the information, and I'll share Frances's website with you all in case you want to go there and visit, and certainly give a shout out to Frances if there's something that she can help you with immediately. I also had an incident, a session actually, not very long ago, with a listener actually of Dr. Pat's show. And this woman won a free 30-minute intuitive session, and she and I connected. And it was absolutely fabulous and amazing. But the really amazing thing to me about this is that I was able to communicate directly for her with the, I guess I'll put them, energetic beings that she typically dealt with on a daily basis. And I think sometimes when I say things like energetic being, the mind sometimes automatically leaps to, well, is that a human? Given my line of work, is that an animal? And actually, the energetic beings that this woman worked with on a daily basis were plants. And the really interesting thing about this is that she was really wanting, I think, to expand her scope of service on an energetic level, and was looking into things such as Reiki, other different kinds of energy as medicine modalities, and perhaps feeling maybe just a little bit stuck about where she was, and the fact that, you know, feeling a little bit confined, and that she wasn't maybe necessarily not doing any good, but she's just, you know, the feeling, just kind of feeling claustrophobic and a little bit stuck. Well, the really interesting thing is, and up until this point, I had communicated with crystals before, and that was also really fascinating to me because the energy, of course, is much different than what I perceive coming across from animals and certainly also from humans, both humans that are on this plane of existence and still have physical form, and those humans that have already crossed over. The energy is slightly different, but the plants were just really impressive to me with their relationship that they had already formed with this woman. And overwhelmingly, the message for her was a message of, you're not wasting your time here. Everything that you do for us, you do with love. She specifically dealt with raising orchids. I have five orchids myself that I absolutely adore. And I kind of fuss over them a little bit to see who's blooming, who's going to be blooming next. But sometimes I think that we perhaps kind of gloss over sometimes the things that are in our immediate vicinity. And maybe that if we don't get feedback immediately as a human being, sometimes with animals, definitely with plants, most certainly with crystals, that we kind of lose, I think, the subtlety of our energetic connection with them. And just because it's on a very subtle basis does not mean at all that it's not there and that it's not a really vibrant and rich part of the world around us. And certainly, I guess I would definitely go so far, and I'm hearing in my head, so my guides are working with me and telling me that I can absolutely say, just like animals have a collective consciousness that I think we've only just kind of begun to tap into as human beings, I think plant beings and crystal beings also have a collective consciousness as incarnated light beings on this planet that we have also just kind of started to tap into. So, of course, it's not coincidental at all that things should happen as they are. And it definitely feels like in Francis's place today, I meant to really talk at length specifically about how healing plants work. Most of you probably, if you're listening to the show, I have probably it's a good educated guess that you might have dabbled in aromatherapy yourself or in healing plants. But I think it's important to kind of take a look at it from other entities' viewpoint, say, for instance, most definitely an animal's viewpoint. And I would invite you at the end of this show to maybe begin thinking about using essential oils and using aromatherapy with your own animal companions, just because my own experience in working with my clients, they can have a really profound effect on the healing process. If you picture this, if animals were out in the wild, they would automatically gravitate toward the plants that had those healing properties that they needed in their physical body. That's how well animals communicate so closely with their physical beings. If they're having, for instance, kind of a stress day, perhaps something like chamomile, if there's a chamomile plant around, they might automatically gravitate toward that. If they're having a bit of a stomach upset or digestive issues, they perhaps might seek out something along the lines of peppermint to kind of ease those digestive issues. Most certainly, what they do in working with essential oils and healing plants is that, again, their communication with their physical body is so finely tuned that there's never a worry of the animal getting too much of that plant, because they have this kind of really cool automatic off switch that their body does and communicates to them, that I think we have certainly when we can set aside the thinking mind to get to that conversation we have with our own physical bodies of, okay, I've had enough of what it is of this healing plant, and my highest and best good probably wouldn't be served by ingesting more of that plant. And I think that there's a little bit of a trust component that we can talk about as far as our animal companions are concerned. Certainly dogs come to mind, and perhaps thinking that dogs kind of eat everything. And I don't think that's true, and most specifically not where healing plants are concerned. So Francis's website, before we head into break, is www.frogworks.com, I believe. Let me verify that after our break. And I hope you'll stay tuned as we delve a little bit deeper into the world of healing plants. I'm Lizanne Flynn. This is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope you stay tuned.
Each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Everybody, welcome back. You're listening to The Animal's Eye View with me, your host, Lizanne Flynn, on Transformation Talk Radio. I neglected to say at the top of the hour, at the beginning of the show, as always, if there's anything that I can help you with, animal communication, medium, intuition, past lives, certainly today, if we're dealing with in the area of healing plants and essential oils, that's something that I definitely do use from time to time as necessary in working with both animals and humans on an intuitive level. And it's because it's made of energy. It's also one of those energetic things that if I'm asked the question of, gosh, I have this situation with my particular dog, cat, horse, bird, what have you, what sort of oils would you recommend? The guides of that particular animal, your guides and my guides, are all going to work in tandem like they always do, and definitely come up with at least usually the top three oils, essential oils, aromatherapy, any other recommendations they might have from that collective consciousness of the healing plant world, and they'll come up with very specific oils or other substances that I would invite you to try with your animal companion. So that call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. That's our call-in number. You can also go to the transformationtalkradio.com website homepage, and there's a little box right there in the middle of the homepage, and you can send me a live question or comment. I've got that website kind of dialed up on my laptop computer, and it refreshes itself every 10 seconds or so. So don't hesitate to shoot me a comment or call in with a question. I'm happy to help wherever I can. And a clarification, Frances's website, I checked that during our fast break, and her website is www.frogworks.com. That's right, frog, FROGWORKS.US. And that will zip you right into Frances's website, and you can see about all the wonderful things. A good majority of the products I can personally attest to, specifically Merlin's Magic Calming Potion. It's kind of fun. Most of the Frances's products are named after companion animals she's had in her life. That's just the kind of person she is. And Merlin was a great dog. And it's kind of cute because the descriptor on this product is to calm your dog so that everybody around you can relax. And it honestly works pretty well with most highly active, perhaps highly sensitive animals that I've had the good fortune to be able to work with. I use her Spray It With Love all of the time. I have her Wise Woman blend. I've used her Path to Comfort. And just recently in the Whole Dog Journal, which is one of my most favorite publications, and I would invite you to look that up as well, Whole, W-H-O-L-E, Dog Journal. I think a subscription for a year is like $20. It's just a fount of information about, again, specifically about the world of dogs, not to leave everybody else out. But there's issues in there about training, about products that they come across that are really wonderful, definitely about some recall issues, about specific medical issues that you and your canine companion might run across. Well, Frances's Jake's Canine Remedy was written up in there as far as a healing thing that you can do for your animal if they have, for instance, hot spots, if they have injuries specifically, and that particular tissue isn't healing as rapidly as possible. Just people across the country and probably internationally are using this. So again, I would invite you to go to Frances's website if you'd like, and take a look and poke around in there. And certainly, even while she's going through this pretty challenging situation in her family, she has a well-versed staff who are going to be able to help you with whatever issues that you have. So, and I should go back to the beginning. The first place that I met Frances was during my own canine massage therapy certification here in the state of Colorado. And the place that they were using for the classroom, if you will, was a place on Frances's farm. She has a farm in the southern part of Colorado, not very far from Denver, actually. This beautiful kind of old farmhouse that she had renovated into her studio. And one of the basic courses that I took as part of the canine massage therapy certification was Frances's basic aromatherapy. I also took a more in-depth course with Frances, and suffice to say, I'm hopeful of having her on at some point in the not too distant future, just because the depth of her knowledge and her passion for healing plants really comes through. And it definitely has become an integral part of my practice when dealing with animal companions of all kinds, most definitely not just dogs with their extremely heightened sense of smell. Did you know that it's almost 500 times the smell power, I guess, if you will, that humans have? Cats are a little bit less than that. Horses are right along the lines of being a little less than dogs and a little bit above cats. But it really, again, it's these healing plants that we have all around us. And like in the reading that I did with the woman not very long ago, I mentioned in the first part of my show, they honestly have an intelligence and a wisdom that is far beyond ours as far as what they can bring into our lives and the healing properties that they have to offer us, most definitely. So just so we can kind of get a few words out of the way, aromatherapy is basically defined as the art and science of using pure essential oils extracted from many parts of the plants, i.e. the flower, the leaf, tree, bark, root, twig, seed, berry, resin, and rind. So we're kind of deconstructing the plant all the way down to calm, balance, and rejuvenate the body, mind, and spirit on multiple levels. And that's a really amazing thing about something like aromatherapy. Not only does it have physiological healing properties, but it also has psychological healing properties as well. So say, for instance, you might take the essential oil of peppermint. Peppermint has healing properties on so many different levels. Physically, it can certainly help to calm digestive issues. Emotionally, it can, for someone who's having kind of a doldrum day or maybe in a bit of a melancholy, it can certainly help lift the spirits. For an animal that perhaps might be having some difficulty with arthritis, peppermint has warming as well as cooling properties. So when applied, for instance, perhaps to a joint that's perhaps feeling a little bit stiff, the body will interpret that healing property of peppermint to be something that's warming and something that will effectively aid that joint in moving just a little bit better. And you think to yourself, well, I just thought peppermint smelled good. Well, it does. And there's just a lot more to, I think, the healing plants than what you might necessarily think about. Just a few historical facts as we get into it. Recipes working with aromatic plants were found in Egyptian tombs. Aromatic plants were used in Persia, Greece, Rome, China, India, and throughout Europe. Synthetics were being produced in the 1600s and began to replace herbals in the 19th century. The medical community embraces synthetics. In the 20th century, the reawakening to the benefits of herbal medicines and essential oils, especially in France and England, happened. And the term aromatherapy was coined during the 20th century by French cosmetic chemist Dr. René Maurice, and I think the last name is pronounced Gattefossé. And so essential oils are a natural substance derived from the leaves, flowers, seeds, resins, fruits, rinds, bark, and roots. So truly the whole of the plant is used. And I remember from Francis's class and speaking about synthetics and some of the synthetic medications, if you will, that we have today are actually based on perhaps a particular, and it might just be a very, 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 very small component, perhaps even a molecule or two of that specific healing property of the plant. Aromatherapy and essential oils uses the entirety of the whole plant because that healing property is contained within the whole plant. Considered the life force, soul, and immune system of the plant, essential oils are 75 to 100 times more concentrated than dried herbs. And all essential oils to varying degrees exhibit the following characteristics. And this list is just really phenomenal. Antiseptic, which means it prevents or combats infection locally. It's bactericide, which kills bacteria, a bacteriostatic, which inhibits the growth of bacteria, adaptogens, flexible in response to specific needs. Honey, for instance, is one of those things that can be antiseptic. It can be analgesic, which means it facilitates the lowering of the pain level in a physical self. And besides their antiseptic and bactericidal properties widely used today, essential oils possess antitoxic and antiviral properties, a powerful vitalizing action, and an undeniable healing power. And again, that was from Dr. Renee Maurice Gattefossé. Something that you might not know about essential oils: how many pounds of plant parts does it take to make 1 pound of essential oil? And as we head into break, I'll leave you with this thought. 50 pounds of eucalyptus leaves and twigs makes 1 pound of eucalyptus oil. 150 pounds of lavender fresh flowering tops, 500 pounds of rosemary fresh flowering tops, and 2,000 pounds of rose fresh petals. So it takes a lot of plants to make that 1 pound of essential oil. I hope you'll stay with me, everybody. I'm Lizanne Flynn. This is The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be back after a short break.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns, and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Animal's Eye View. I'm Lizanne Flynn, your host. We're on Transformation Talk Radio together. Thanks so much for joining me today. We're talking about aromatherapy, and we're talking about a little bit about the history of aromatherapy. We're talking about my friend and colleague, Frances Cleveland, whose fabulous website is www.frogworks.us, if you'd like to go ahead and visit that and poke around and see what wonderful things Frances has to to offer you. So before we headed into the break, we were talking a little bit about how essential oils are made, kind of the history, how we've kind of come full circle, I think, in a really positive way to using things like healing plants. And certainly essential oils are kind of one side of the coin, if you will. The whole other side of the coin, and something that I also use fairly frequently with my clients, are things like Rescue Remedy, which is a homeopathic flower essence. Flower essences are derived also from specifically from the flower of the plant, and in a little bit of a different way than essential oils are, but most definitely, again, it's that healing property of the plants that you can use very effectively with not only yourself, but also with your favorite canine, feline, equine, aviary, I think that's the word for birds, companions, most definitely. And so just so we kind of reorient ourselves, if we're talking about olfaction, which is a sense of smell, it was described by the Roman philosopher Lucretius as different odors are attributed to different shapes and sizes of odor molecules that stimulate the olfactory system. And in 1995, Lydia Kaibiuk stated, olfactory information travels not only to the limbic system, which is primitive brain structures that govern emotions, behavior, and memory storage, but also to the brain's cortex or outer layer where conscious thought occurs. In addition, it combines with taste information in the brain to create the sensation of flavor. Learning more about these links will help explain how odors affect our thoughts, emotions, and behavior. And I remember certainly as part of Francis's class, it was really interesting. She invited us to smell certain scents. Lemongrass was one of them. I think lavender was one of them. If I'm not mistaken, I think basil might have been another one. And it was really interesting to see how each one of us in the class had a very different response to each one of those specific scents. And you might say to yourself, well, lemongrass is lemongrass is lemongrass. And that's not necessarily true because of how my physical body interprets lemongrass and those odor molecules, as Lucretius said, and how somebody else's body might interpret lemongrass. And certainly the feeling that I got from smelling lemongrass might be something that my body would say, oh yeah, no, I'm not happy with this kind of smell, or wow, I really like that. That feels really healing and really cleansing to me. Someone else might think it might smell like something that you would clean with. And all of these things, it's really fascinating to me how the body interprets one particular thing individually because, of course, our individual physical makeup is very different. And of course, as we all know, the sense of smell is far more important in our animal beings than it is in human beings. Our world, the human world, is reliant on sight orientation. And in contrast, for animal beings, they have less sensitive eyesight, yet they have a highly sensitive sense of smell. They live in a more smell-oriented world. Animal beings gain a huge amount of information from sniffing the air, an object, or each other. And certainly, as you know, anybody, all you have to do is watch two or three dogs together and also watch how dogs greet humans. The first thing they're going to do is they're going to extend that nose, that muzzle, and they're going to reach out, and they're going to be basically taking in the whole of you. And as I said, The sense of smell in dogs is roughly 40 times the number found in humans when we talk about the mucus-covered olfactory receptors. And actually, I misspoke. Dogs in general have a nose approximately 100,000 to a million times more sensitive than a human's. So if you look at that, it's no wonder that we have companion dogs that are being trained for, and therapy dogs that are being trained for, to to sniff out things such as when a diabetic is going to go into, for instance, a diabetic coma, when their blood sugar is too high. We have dogs trained to detect cancer. We have certainly dogs that are trained to detect things like bombs and illegal narcotics and drugs. But I think we're just starting to really kind of dip our big toe into the pool of how our canine companions and how that whole collective consciousness of animal beings that's called dog in this world can really support and enhance and form a mutually beneficial relationship with humans, far beyond, I think, the typical quote-unquote pet relationship that we have with them today. For cats, cats use their sense of smell for orientation and for appetite stimulation. Like the dog, they have a very keen sense of smell, yet only the dog uses its sense of smell for tracking. Cats rely on their sense of smell to identify each other. First, by sniffing each other's faces, and so that's what your companion feline is doing when they do those kind of kitty kisses. You know, they put their nose really close to your nose, and they kind of do some inhaling and some sniffs. And then, of course, like dogs, they also sniff the anal areas. The sense of smell for them is used in two distinct ways, either on its own or in conjunction with taste, as described above. Dogs, and to a lesser extent cats, rely on their sense of smell to a much greater degree than we do, and it's perhaps surprising that olfaction is the least well understood of all their senses. And that was a quote from J.W.S. Bradshaw, Behavioral Biology, in the Waltham Book of Dog and Cat Behavior. For horses, their range of smell is much more acute than that of humans, but less sensitive than dogs. Horses use their sense of smell to identify other horses, their young, people, predators most definitely, and foodstuffs, just to name a few examples. They can identify medicine and feed even when we attempt to mask it in some tasty treats. They may have a seemingly irrational fear of some smells, such as strong odors associated with pigs, and their sense of smell is not their strongest asset. They rely to a greater extent on vision. So it's really interesting, I think, to see the differences between the specific species as far as smell goes. So as I said earlier, essential oils and healing plants can affect us on both a psychological level as well as on a physiological level. And certainly the kind of the key to remember when you're working with essential oils and flower essences with your animal companions is to let them choose. Sometimes I think as human beings, we might look at our companion animals, most definitely if we look at them as pets, which is by definition an animal that is kept for enjoyment as opposed to this really lovely reciprocal adult sentient being to adult sentient being of different species relationships. We might tend to look at them as children and thinking that we know best. And I would invite you to instead trust that your animal companion really is able to choose for themselves and really does have a finely tuned intuitive sense about their physical body and what specifically it is that they need as far as essential oils goes. So when you are offering an essential oil, and after the break, if there's time, we'll get into the mixing of essential oils for your companion animals. The choosing process is something that might appear to be contradictory at first, but it takes a little stick-to-itiveness, I think. Invite your animal companion. We're talking dogs only at this point, horses. We'll get to cats again after the break. To smell the cap of the bottle of the essential oil, or to smell the bottle of the essential oil itself. With horses, they have a wonderful, what's called the flamen response, where their nostrils flare. And that's their attempt to bring all of those molecules of odor in, travel up through the limbic system, as I've talked about, into the brain. It's definitely a whole body experience for them. Dogs as well, I would invite you to allow them to smell the cap. Like with horses, if they lick their lips, if their tongue comes out, if they try to bite the bottle cap or the bottle itself, that's usually an indication that this is an essential oil that that particular animal really wants and really needs, either on a physiological level or on a psychological level. If your companion animal appears initially to turn away from that oil, sometimes that's simply a matter of their processing information. They've taken in the healing properties and intuitively know what this plant has to offer them. And sometimes they have to turn away from that particular scent. Take a couple of minutes, maybe a few seconds, to decide whether this is for them or not. And then they'll turn back. I would invite you to offer that essential oil to them again and see whether they again kind of turn away from it. We're heading into our break. I'm not surprised. This is going really fast at this point. Everybody, I'm Lizanne Flynn. This is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll see you after the break.
Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Hey, everybody. everybody. Welcome back. I'm Lizanne Flynn, and this is The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. My producer, Chrissy, and I were just talking during the break, and she made an excellent point. When it comes to specifically dogs and their sense of smell, you're going to find definitely with different breeds that sense of smell is heightened even more. For instance, Chrissy's lovely canine companion is a beagle. And so the way that a beagle is going to interpret the world, because it's in their genetic breeding to be a scent hound, is probably going to vary quite a bit than, say, for instance, let's see here. I'm trying to think of a non-working dog. I think they're all kind of working dogs. But you get the idea that the hound group is going to be, that's going to kind of be their way that they really interpret the world. And as we move into the last part of the show, thanks everybody for staying there with me and listening all about the wonderful world of healing plants. I hope I've given you just a little bit of information, just enough to not make you dangerous, but make you feel encouraged about going out there and perhaps trying a few essential oils with your favorite animal companion. My website is up. It's www.theanimalseyeview.com. The best way to stay in touch with me in any seminars, workshops I have coming up is through my newsletter. I honestly send those out like maybe once every quarter, so it's not something that you're going to be inundated with. My Facebook page is The Animal's Eye View 1 on www.facebook.com/TheAnimal'sEyeView1. Feel free to go ahead and there and click on the like button. And if you'd like to friend me on Facebook, that's just fine as well. I welcome it all. A note before I forget, because my guides are reminding me in my head, cats work a little bit differently with essential oils and with smells than dogs do. With dogs, you can absolutely, once they've chosen an essential oil, and it's important to mention at this point, if you're going to be making up your essential oil yourself, certainly I would invite you to visit Francis's website and perhaps to purchase your first set of essential oils from Frances, because she gives really good direction about how to mix them in what we call a carrier oil, something that your canine companion can easily digest, something such as olive oil or safflower oil. And you're going to want to use not the straight, pure therapeutic essential oil itself, but you're going to want to take a little bottle and mix the carrier oil, probably about two-thirds to three-fourths the way full of that carrier oil. And depending upon the size of your canine companion, you would take just maybe one or two drops for smaller dogs, maybe two or three for medium-sized dogs, and put it into that carrier oil. If your canine companion chooses that particular oil, and again, I would invite you to offer the oil to them, watch for their response. If they really try to lick the bottle cap and or the bottle itself, you might want to try taking a few drops of the again, diluted essential oil, put it into the palm of your hand and offer that to them. If they lick it up, I would absolutely invite you to offer them a few more drops. Again, going back to the beginning of the show, they will automatically stop when their physical body sends them the message that they've ingested enough of that healing plant. An easy way to have that kind of all around them, if they choose that particular oil, and I can't stress or emphasize this enough. You can take a few drops of that, rub it in the palms of your hand to warm it up a little bit. You can put that on the tips of their ears, stay away from their nose, put it on their feet. Typically their front paws is a good way so that they can both smell it and lick it off at their leisure. For cats, they work a little bit differently. Don't ever put an essential oil directly on a cat like you would on a dog. Cats do much better, again, if they choose that essential oil and by offering it to them. You can put a few drops, again, of the diluted oil on a cotton ball, and I would invite you to put that in different areas of the house or building, in Frances's case, when we did our course with her, it was in the barn, of where the cats like to hang out, so that they can have it in their environment, but as cats, they can also kind of choose to get away from that, that smell, that scent, if they need to. And keep in mind that, of course, just like for us, their needs are going to vary on a day-to-day basis. It could be one day that your dog really likes, for instance, peppermint, a rose oil, perhaps frankincense, maybe a little bit of yarrow. And if you offer those maybe 3 days from now, it could be that the dog looks at you like, what are you, crazy? I don't want any of those essential oils. And so again, their needs are going to vary day to day, just like our needs vary from day to day. And a good reminder is that even if there isn't a situation at hand, a healing situation, for instance, if you have an animal companion that is tending to be a little bit stressed, if you have a dog that's just, or a cat that's just kind of hanging out, a horse, a bird, most definitely sometimes animals, because their nose is their way that they interpret their world, sometimes they just like to smell things. Sometimes they just like to get a whiff of, oh, wow, that's really interesting. Again, because that's how they make sense of their world. Some of the essential oils that I would invite you to try. And again, I think on Frances's website, she has an essential oil starter kit. Most definitely peppermint, definitely yarrow. Yarrow is excellent for grief issues, for separation anxiety issues, for kind of long-standing issues that need resolution. Frankincense is also really excellent for animals that are going through grieving. Jasmine is really good, definitely. Roman chamomile is also really excellent for, again, helping to calm anxiety, to bring a sense of well-being. Rose is excellent. The one I work with actually on a pretty frequent basis is called Rose Otto, O-T-T-O. The thing to remember is that you definitely want to find essential oils that are therapeutic grade. I can't say that enough and speak to that enough. I know that Frances's oils are definitely therapeutic grade. And you're going to want to check those labels pretty carefully to make sure that you're only dealing with the best essential oils possible. Vetiver, it's kind of a rare oil, but it's one that I've had great success in working with companion animals. I think it smells fabulous myself. And that's V-E-T-I-V-E-R, vetiver. A little difficult to find. I know that Frances, I think, has that on her website. But again, The key thing to remember is to let your companion animal really be a partner with you in this. Let them be the one that kind of maybe functions as your guide in discovering the world of healing plants and essential oils for both you as well as your animal companion. I can guarantee that you're not going to be bored, and you're certainly probably going to be discovering some really lovely things about your animal companion and about yourself and about how you can really easily incorporate healing plants, because those plants absolutely want to be in a place of love and compassion and support in our lives. And if you have plants in your house, I absolutely invite you to talk with them, to send them healing energy. They know what goes on in your life, just like your animal companions do, just like the crystals do in your life. And so share your fabulous energy with them. I definitely invite you to do that. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining me here today. Take very, very good care of yourselves and your animal companions this week. And remember to say to yourself and to them at least once a day, I love you. I also invite you to be liberal, especially this time of year, with hugs and kisses for everybody, including your animal companions. I'm Lizanne Flynn, and this has been the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. See you next time.
been listening to The Animal's Eye View with Lizanne Flynn. Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you? For more information and to schedule a personal session with Lizanne, visit theanimalseyeview.com. That's theanimalseyeview.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, where transformation is inevitable.
Couldn't think of the right words to say. Don't know if it mattered that much anyway. Hey! I can't believe it's already been a week. I'm alright, cause I finally got something to eat. And okay, cause I found a place to sleep. Cause it gets hard when it gets dark, but I can see what I'm doing to me. And I can breathe when I couldn't think of the right words to say. Living on the streets, I sell myself while I get my kicks for free. Yeah, don't know who I was when I was me. And it got hard when it got dark, but I could see.
Desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?